Hey there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
A little podcast we do in case you missed something from the show. How about that?
How about that?
This morning we talked about the new Mr. Rogers movie and what the plot might be. Tom Hanks has played Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. He's played Walt Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's going to play Mr. Rogers.
He played Forrest Gump, too.
Right, but I was just talking about, like...
Oh, okay, but he's going to be playing Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Well, that's I don't know. I still see Forrest Gump, you know. And Mr. Rogers didn't talk.
He was also a bosom buddy. Yeah. Wasn't he in Bosom Buddies?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he wasn't.
He was in the...
It was a TV sitcom. Yeah,
but he was Tootsie. No, not Tootsie.
No.
You have thrown me completely off here, Tony.
I apologize.
I was talking about all the, like, iconic, nice guys Tom Hanks has played.
He was an astronaut, too. He went up there with Kevin Bacon. But back to your point. Now, what you got going now, Jason?
Nothing. He's going to be playing Mr. Rogers now. Tom Hanks is going to be Mr. Rogers in the Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh, won't you be his neighbor? I wonder where they're going to pull action and stuff to make that.
Well, here's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
King Friday has been kidnapped. Nicolas Cage shows up at Mr. Rogers' house. With Mr. McFeely. Mr. Rogers, Mr. McFeely, and Nicolas Cage have to go break into the White House. There's a special desk. In this special desk are instructions on how to get King Friday back.
Wow.
Once they decipher the code, they were able to go to Mount Rushmore. And inside the nose of George Washington.
In his nostril?
In his nostril. They find King Friday. And there's a lot of action in between.
Wow.
You know, fighting off all the people from Sesame Street. Come to find out, they turn out to be evil.
And they're coming out of George Washington's nostril, too?
No, they're after them. They don't want them to find King Friday because King Friday has a flash drive exposing everybody on Sesame Street.
Dang.
Count Dracula? Mm. He's a real Dracula. He sucks people's blood, and they're trying to hide that from everybody. Cookie Monster, those aren't normal cookies. Those are Colorado cookies he's giving to kids. And it's all in this flash drive that King Friday has. But wow. They stop everybody from Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers, Mr. McFeely, and Nicolas Cage. Oh, spoiler alert. Tony brought us some camping facts.
Here you go.
By the looks of y'all's pictures on Instagram and Facebook, it looks like camping season is in full gear.
Everybody's wanting to get the most of this.
You're either camping or fishing right now. I mean, it's something.
Yes, yes. I've been seeing it go by, too.
So, you know what? I'm not a really big camper.
Oh, I love to camp.
And I know that. So, if you could, Tony, give us, you know, some camping fun facts, just some things about camping we may not know.
Okay. Well, for one, when camping... you may not know, if you camp anywhere in Oregon, there is a 99.9 chance that you're going to stumble on a pot farm. Fun camping fact. Here's another.
It's probably true.
No matter how much your kids smile and laugh while camping, inside they still wish you'd have took them to Disney.
Amen. Of course, yes.
Here's a fun camping fact. 14% of Americans camp. The remaining 86% don't have Lyme disease.
Sorry.
Little fun fact.
Little tick humor.
Yeah. Technically, there is nothing stopping a centipede from crawling up your butt when you're asleep while camping. A lot of people didn't know that. Another fun fact. The best way to escape a bear is by distracting it with your least favorite child. You got to take a quick boat while you're running, though. my last camping fun fact. The most common cause of death while camping is at the hands of an escaped mental patient with a hooked hand.
Went to the dentist yesterday, so I had some thoughts while I was in the dentist chair.
These are deep.
So yesterday at the dentist, sitting there in the chair while they were... getting stuff ready and whatnot, and just let your mind go. There's nothing else to do. There's no TV, nothing.
And let me say, too, I got messages, but everybody was worried about you.
Well, so far, so good.
You were in some pain. Still uncomfortable, is it?
No. But anyway, we're going to get that taken care of. But sitting there with nothing to do but your own brain.
Mm-hmm.
Your own brain goes some weird places.
Especially sitting in a dentist chair.
Yeah. So here are some things that I thought that I'm going to share with y'all. In 40 years, FaceApp will be trending again because everybody will be looking to see if it really panned out.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, man. I wonder if I look like FaceApp said I was going to.
I could see that happening. Earlier, you figured out that water, it's hard to smell underwater. You
can't smell underwater. We'll never know what that smells like.
You're just full of great insight.
Here's one.
What?
The nicer the house, the harder to find the kitchen trash can.
That is correct.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, the bosses. Yeah, the mansion he lives in. You ain't ever going to find a garbage can in there.
No, because it don't look like there should be a garbage can in there.
That's pretty good.
Another thing I was thinking about the new Toy Story movie. The only thing that's unrealistic about the Toy Story movie is that it over 14 years, Woody's kept his hat.
Huh, and ain't nobody ever kept a hat 14 years.
Not like that.
Uh-uh. Wow.
Bed frames are dangerous. They are the quietest, stealthiest, most patient toe hunters in the world.
Anytime you get up to go pee, if you find it, right? That's pretty good. It's a toe hunter.
Here's something else.
What?
And this is super ironic.
Let's have it.
When you get something stuck in your eye, you can't see it.
Dang, Jason. You can't.
You can't. So,
if it was big toe, you couldn't.
I don't know. I've never had anything real big stuck in my eye.
Well, you couldn't put a quarter in your eyeball and see what the date on it was. At least, I don't think so. I ain't going to try it.
So, anyway, there you go. There's some random thoughts from the dentist chair. Got on Facebook and found us a new social media theater.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Today's social media theater comes from the timeline of Shelly. Shelly's mom. I guess Shelly doesn't have only her mom commented.
That's probably a good point.
But that's a good friend to have, your mama, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Or maybe not. All right, I'll play Shelly. You play Shelly's mom, Carolyn.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Shelly, I'd pay to be thin.
Carolyn, Shelly's mom.
Most people do. It's called a gym. Shelly, shut up, Mom.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
It'd make you smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Spamgus. Spamgus are the type of cattle that spam meat comes from. Spamgus.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
Here it is, the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
When he kissed her, he saw Halley's Comet, but the excitement kind of made him vomit.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
We've all heard about the Storm Area 51 thing.
Yeah, we have.
Well, around 2 million people have now signed up to storm it in September. They want to find evidence of an alien cover-up.
It'll be interesting.
It's not clear how many of those people actually plan to show up, but it's also inspired a different kind of rescue mission.
Which one?
How's at that? An animal shelter in Oklahoma City. They took advantage of the story. They held their own event. They put on Facebook last Friday and asked people to come adopt a pet to protect them from any Area 51 aliens that escape.
That's a good way to do it.
They posted three photos of different dogs in tinfoil hats, and their hashtag was Storm the Shelter. Well, so that was cute, and so it started going viral, and a bunch of pets got adopted from this place. And two of the dogs that were in the tinfoil hat pictures. And then random people who don't live in Oklahoma City, they thought it was great. They wanted to help out. They've raised $2,400 so far just on their website from that, for taking advantage of storming Area 51.
That's making up some love right there out of the really situation. Cool.
That's a good idea.
All them puppies and kittens got homes now.
To the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter, you are real good. Well, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening to it, downloading it, streaming it, subscribing to it, sharing it, whatever it is, however you got here. We really do appreciate it.
Listen to it a bunch.
This has been In Case You Missed It.